Welcome to Tea, Toast, and Trivia. I am your host, Rebecca Budd, and I am looking forward to sharing this moment with you. A few weeks ago, I attended a family wedding in Squamish, British Columbia, the town famous for mountain biking and hiking and for snowmobiling and backcountry skiing in winter. When we arrived in the parking area of our hotel, we were surprised to find a red 1993 Suzuki JX Sidekick parked in a nearby parking space. Even more amazing, when we looked closer, we realized that that was our car, the car that we purchased in 1993. When we met up with the current owner, we were told that she was the fourth owner of our car. Cars have personal histories too. Today I am excited that I will be heading back to Carrie's Garage for an update on the Project Z car revival. You will recall that Tim Price from Off Center and Not Even blog introduced me to Carrie Hubbard from Carrie's Garage a few months ago. Carrie picked up a 1980 Datsun 280ZX that he was going to get back on the road. Today, a special guest is joining Carrie and me on TTT. Tristan Price, the owner of the 1980 Datsun 280ZX, has come to tell the history and the story behind this special car. This is going to be a great discussion, so put the kettle on and stop by and add to the conversation. Welcome, Tristan, and welcome, Carrie.
Hello, and thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk a little bit about my special vehicle that has quite the fun story behind it.
Well, hello, and thank you for having me back on the show.
I wanted to hear this story from the very beginning because I knew it was special. It all began many, many years ago, and the 280ZX is a special car, so it goes to special people, and this is the story that I want to hear. Thank you for joining me. Tristan, how did you come to own this car?
That is kind of a funny story. So I'm going to start with what got me interested in these vehicles in the first place, because the Datsun / Nissan 280Z and 280ZX have always had kind of a special place in my heart. Growing up, my uncle drove a 1978 bright yellow 280Z. So then when I was 17, I started working on my mom's 66 Volkswagen Beetle to get it running. And that's about when I met Carrie, and he shared a love of classic cars with me. Then in 2004, we were out campaigning, and I found this poor dilapidated Z in somebody's driveway. It had, I think, three flat tires, and it was full of junk, kind of faded, kind of sitting there looking sad. I just got bold and left a note on the windshield. I don't know how successful that normally is, but I just said, what are you going to do with this car? I love these. I'm interested. Call me. And then I left my phone number. Maybe like a week or two later, the owner of the car called me. She said, it's not running. It's got a popped freeze plug and a broken radiator. I was just going to donate it. I was like, well, what if I buy it from you for $100? She was like, sure, you come pick it up. I'll sell it to you for $100. And so Carrie and I met up and we took his trailer and went down and loaded it up with its flat tires.
And very sketchy ramps on the trailer that I remember.
Yeah, those ramps were the sketchiest. I'm very surprised that we didn't kill ourselves. We were 18 at the time, so our risk-taking was sketchy ramps, I guess. We loaded it up and hauled it back to Corrales. Sure enough, it had a popped freeze plug and the radiator was completely shot. I think the water pump was shot too, because what had happened is the lady's daughter had been driving it. It had a slow water leak, and she just kept putting in regular water, not antifreeze. And then when winter came, the water in the engine block froze and messed up a bunch of stuff. I think we put like $700 into it almost immediately at that time and got it running pretty quick. It was in remarkably good condition for a $100 car. And of course, the keys came with a very small keychain size Maglite flashlight. And so the joke that we had at the time was that I bought a flashlight for $100 and it came with a free car.
Do you find that the universe gives you gifts or gives you opportunity to find what you're supposed to find when you're supposed to find it? You left a note and you just didn't know what was going to happen, but here it is, you have a car. So what do you do with the car now?
You put a set of tires on it and start working out the demons. We got it running. It wasn't reliable for a long time, but I drove it around a lot. Oh, and the gas gauge has never properly worked on the car since I've had it. It has like a regular gas gauge that was working for maybe a few months. And then it has a nanny gas gauge that when you get under a quarter tank, it starts ticking down. So it's like a secondary gas gauge. And so that was working for a while. And then, so I ran out of gas a lot is what I'm trying to say.
I was wondering. You must have looked great. Here you are, 18 years old. You've got this fabulous car and you run around town. And I'm sure that everyone said, oh, there goes Tristan in that car.
I went to college for the first time when I was 19 and I drove the Z to college, except that it was a little difficult to focus on classes. So I wound up living in the dorm and leaving the car at my parents' house. So it wasn't driving for a while. And then I drove a Kia Rio 5 that was smashed on the back end. It's a little bit more reliable at the time. And then I got married and bought a house, and then I had a garage. So my husband of the time, who's my now ex-husband, and I decided the Z would be a great car to get back up and running. I love driving it, so let's do that. We got it back to my garage and started working on it. Of course, my ex grew up working on computers, and so he was used to being delicate with things. In his world, if you get the hammer, that's scary. So we're working in the garage and we ended up replacing the suspension on the Z. Except with a 30-year-old car that has all of its original suspension parts, you can imagine that there's some things that are difficult. So I always had get a bigger hammer attitude, if you will. What would happen is my ex would start working on something because he wanted to learn. And then he'd get stuck, so I'd go get a bigger hammer. And then I'd get stuck, so I'd call Carrie, and he'd come with the pry bar and the sledgehammer.
Carrie, you're our man.
I would show up at their house, and I'd give it the gusto, and it would be apart, usually a few minutes.
Yeah. Whatever took my ex 2 hours took me a half an hour, took Carrie 5 seconds.
Cars, are they resilient?
They can be.
Yes. Most times I would say they generally are. This particular one, because it's got an early fuel injection system that I'm sure Carrie can tell you all about, but it starts getting into the computer side of cars as opposed to just the more purely mechanical older cars that, you know, I kind of learned to work on with my grandfather. Finding some parts for that were fun. And then we started working on the interior a bit as well. So we got the suspension going and then we started reupholstering things like the door panels. I got some salvage parts for the headliner. I tried various ways to put new seats in it, which none of them worked. That car was never destined to have new seats. And we put a sound system in it. The air conditioner in the Z used to blow such cold air. The best air conditioner I've ever had in a vehicle. Like, seriously, it was so nice to drive that car in the summer. You wouldn't think so because it's a black car, but they also chose to make it a completely red interior. So, like, the interior didn't get as hot. We also figured out how to tint the windows, so that helped. And then we put a push to start in it, which seemed like a good idea at the time. foreshadowing probably was not a great idea.
Why not?
The push to start is what eventually failed to on when I was in a parking garage and kept the starter going, which lit itself on fire and what ultimately led to the car being parked the most recent time. And of course, poor Carrie had to come rescue me then too. I make for a good damsel in distress after I've run out of my own resources.
That you do.
That car has been with you for many years now. It's almost part of the family.
I would say since 2004.
It's going on 18 years with you.
Yeah, I would say in October, because my grandmother gave me a $100 bill for my birthday, which is October 11th. And I turned around with that $100 bill and bought a car. So I ended up telling grandma she bought me a car for my birthday. And she didn't even know it.
So you have a car that's been with you for 18 years. What's the next iteration? What are you going to do with it now?
Waiting for the supply chain to decide to stop being supply chainy and get the parts needed to get it back up and running. Since it sat for so long, there's some parts that need replacement. And then the interior is not in the best shape again. So once it's driving, I'll have to do some interior work on it again.
If you're going to work on the interior, where do you get the parts for the interior?
That's an excellent question. There are places that make some parts. So for example, I was able to procure I don't know what material it is, but it's a dash cover that kind of helps restore the original dash, but without having to get a new dash, which is difficult. I got a new headliner by scavenging from a wrecked vehicle at a U-Pull salvage lot. The seats I was able to purchase original seat covers, which I think may have gotten sun rotted sitting in there. But I also sew. There's a lot of it that I'm probably going to end up sewing myself. I took off the original door panels, stripped the original material, purchased vinyl from the local fabric store, and redid them myself. Some of the interior bits have been redone by hand with wood and vinyl. I started using fiberglass to try to remold some of the curvier parts on the interior. When I was working on it last in 2012, 2013, it was very difficult to find any part unless you got them from a salvage lot. But most of the plastic that I was looking for was already bad. I don't know if it's changed. I haven't looked into it. It's just some scavenging, some ingenuity, and some creative Google foo.
Add a little bit on top of Tristan on that stuff, mostly from my experience of, you know, old cars. If it was something as simple as like a 67 Camaro or a Mustang, where you can basically buy every part, everything that they ever made on that car from the original day they now make because they made so many of them, it's a big cold car, blah, blah, blah. But when you get into something a little bit more specialized, like the Z or, you know, some of my weird European stuff, they don't make stuff brand new. So you either have to rely on making it yourself, praying to the car gods that somebody might have a NOS or new old stock part sitting on their shelves that you can buy, which is like gold for a car. Or you maybe will be lucky enough to find a parted out car, you know, somewhere like up where you're at, Rebecca, where the sun doesn't destroy plastic as badly as it does down here where you're at. You know, it just destroys the metal. Sometimes you can get good plastic parts from up north and put it on a southern car that's not rusty and kind of, you know, make it together. But it ends up just really being an archaeological scavenge hunt, trying to find some really unique oddball parts.
So what is the update on the Project Z car revival?
I don't know from where we left off last time, but I did get it running. I got it revived enough to the point where I was able to get it started. Listened to the engine and it sounded quite good. Did have a few issues as to be expected. But as with any vehicle that's been sitting for any length of time, there will always be gremlins that will poke their ugly little heads. And that started to happen. So the first issue that we ran into was a intake valve actually started sticking, which can actually be common on vehicles that sit for long periods of time because of varnished fuel. And I did try very thoroughly to get as much of that out of the system as I could because I put a new fuel pump in it, but there's still residual that'll happen. So it'll spray it onto the intake valve. It was hanging up a little bit. I ended up taking some stuff apart to try and get that free. And then within this process, I decided to take the fuel injectors out because they were very old, and old fuel and varnish and use little finite electrical components can have issues. So I decided to pull those out and find a remanufactured set from a supplier, which I ordered. I got a set that ended up being not the right ones because 1980 parts for these rebuilt injectors is kind of an odd one. Parts for quite a while now have been decently available for these cars. But when you have things that are a little difficult to get, when you send them off within the hopes that they'll get it rebuilt eventually, my experience is they get lost. So I said, how about let me be in contact with you? And when you guys get the parts to properly rebuild them, then I'll send them off and have them rebuilt. I'm like, okay, excellent. So I gave them a couple of weeks. I called and they're like, no, they're on back order. Kept calling them, no, they're on back order. And then the guy said, they're probably going to be about 5 to 6 months out on back order.
Oh, dear.
The stuff they were waiting for fell into the wonderful abyss of supply chain issue. The materials, the shipment, because they were actually coming from overseas. The parts they were getting were European. And the guy said, you know, it's probably going to take a long time for us to get these. Like, you might be able to find a good set of used. And I'm like, used is a 50-50. They might work. They might not work. They might work for a little bit. And you're all over this again. And I was like, you know, let's just wait for the parts to come in. So I called, you know, every 2 to 3 weeks. And it was the same thing. We really don't know. Unfortunately, the Project Z car has been on a bit of a standstill at my yard because I wasn't able to get the parts. But good news, though, I called last week on Wednesday and the guy said they're expecting a shipment in this week of the parts. So this week, actually Wednesday, I would be calling him and probably be sending them off in a box to get them rebuilt and be able to move it on to the next step and work on reliability and kind of work a bit more of the kinks out.
When we think about rebuilding cars, how easy is it to bring back a car that is 40 years old?
Do you know what's easy? Going and buying a new car. Everything else isn't easy. The problem is, fixing cars is one thing. That's not really that big of an issue. Resurrecting cars, which has been my specialty for a long time, is extremely complicated, and most mechanics won't do it because there's so many nuances and very unexpected things that'll pop up. I've probably resurrected 50 to 60 cars over the past 20 years from something that's been sitting in a field for 40 or 50 years to, you know, something that's been a garage find. Someone's grandmother bought brand new, they drove 10 times and, you know, has 4,000 original miles on it. Every which way you could imagine, any car that sits for any length of time will always be quite a bit of work. I will say without a shadow of a doubt, 100% will always have unexpected wrenches thrown into the gears of the operation that will inevitably cause delays. It always happens. So that's why a lot of people won't do it. I'm not a shop for hire. You know, I don't really do this as a career anymore. I do it more as a hobby and entertainment and something I enjoy. And the Z has always been special to me because Tristan and I got it together, you know, 18 years ago and tinkered with it. I've always enjoyed it. So that's why I said I would help out with it. I've got the time and the patience to deal with the headaches. The supply chain issue is an entirely new thing that caused a lot of wrenches in other people's problems. But I guess it's no more different than, you know, back in the day when you didn't have the internet, you had a rare part that you couldn't find. So you had to scour newspapers and ask people.
I would definitely say that if it wasn't Carrie, it would be me doing it because I'm not going to have someone who doesn't care working on a vehicle that I have put so much time and emotional labor into. And so when my parents and I were talking about getting this car running, the only person that came up was, hey, do you think Carrie would be willing to work on the Z and get it revived? Hey, Carrie, are you available for this? And, you know, he agreed, which was awesome. There are parts that are rare. There are pieces that are rare. There are decisions that have to be made, and it's not easy. It's one thing to get something just cranking over, and it's a totally different thing to get it revived, running, and reliable. And that's, I think, the goal with the Z and ultimately with, you know, any other car that I or we work on, I'm sure. In this case, it's definitely a lofty goal to get it daily driver worthy.
Well, it speaks to the fact that we love cars and we have emotional ties to them. So I understand completely, Tristan, that you wouldn't want anyone to take care of that car besides you or Carrie. You were there from the beginning. It's an exciting story. I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah, I love that car. Going to college the second time when I actually went through and got my degree, I drove it for the first couple of years before it blew itself up. Since it's two-seater and I had three people, what do you do but put them in the trunk? And so I'm letting people out of my trunk at the dorms, and it's great stories, great fun. And usually they're cute girls. One time we pulled up to a dorm and a guy was in a parking spot he didn't think he was supposed to be in. And so he goes, oh, am I in your spot? And I said, oh, no, I'm just here letting my friend out. And I let my friend out and she's this beautiful dancer girl. And he just was like stun-faced. And I have so many stories like that with the Z. It's just such a fun car. It's sporty, but also roomy and adventurous. And it has that kind of attitude about it. The spirit of the car, if you will. That's one thing that also makes it special.
Well, I understand now that it is a cult car. I read that the Datsun 280 ZX, when they first came out, nobody believed that they could be as fast as all of our cars. But I understand it cleaned up all of the races. The other thing I understood is that Paul Newman raced the 280 ZX. I say Z, by the way, but it really is the 280 ZX, isn't it? Z sounds like you're going somewhere.
Yeah, here it's a ZX. I'm sure there are many elsewhere places in the world that it's a Z.
I'd say pretty much most European English countries, they say Z. But here down in the southern part of the United States, they would say Z. See you later. Actually, I knew somebody who had a 240Z, and that was their plate, Z-U-L-T-R. So it was Z-U later.
That's cute. Recently traded in my newer 2018 Mazda for a BMW i3, which is a completely electric vehicle. So I actually have 1966 Volkswagen Bug. I have the 280ZX. The 2015 BMW i3. So I span the whole technological spectrum from carbureted to fuel injected to fully electric. There's kits that you can get to convert your old Volkswagen Beetles to electric vehicles. They're basically plug and play kits. They keep the original spaces of the vehicle. The plan is to convert my 66 into an electric vehicle at some point.
The two of you are amazing. Now that we have the part coming in, Carrie, would you come back and give another update on the Project Z, Project Z car revival?
Absolutely.
Tristan, I am so excited that you came today. I'd been looking forward to it. Will you come back? We've got more stories, I'm certain.
I'd be happy to, and eventually when it's running and driving, I'd also be happy to update on progress of interior work and eventual paint work. The hood and doors are primer gray at the moment because all of the black paint came off of them over the years in the sun.
Natural paint removal system of the UV.
Thank you, Tristan and Carrie, for joining me on Tea, Toast, and Trivia. As we close the conversation, which I do not want to leave, do you have any last words?
Just thank you for having us. It was fun to reminisce and talk about my special car, and I look forward to having more conversations in the future.
And honestly, same for me. Thank you again for having me on, since this is my second time on the show, and great to listen and be brought back to those times when we got the car and brought it back to life the first time, and now I'm bringing it back. It'd be really awesome to finally get it back on the road again now that I can get some parts and see Tristan enjoying it again.
Hopefully the third time is the charm and it just stays on the road forever.
I just want to mention to our listeners that Carrie has a podcast. Could you tell us a little bit about your podcast before we go?
good friend of mine who's a big car enthusiast and a bit of an expert on esoteric things as I am. We decided to start a podcast that is called Motors and Martinis. We actually have our first episode out as of last week or 2 weeks ago. I think our second episode is dropping this coming out Friday. It's primarily just a discussion between two people on, I'd probably say, about 95% automotive things. We kind of get a banter around back and forth about oddball subjects. We like cars spending 100 plus years. I mean, steam trains, all kinds of stuff. And we decided that we want to talk about it and just go over it. So we started our podcast, mostly in inspiration because of you. From the first time I went on your show, and I decided to start my own.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad. It's fun to have conversations. It's fun to be out there. And there's so many stories and so many exciting things that are happening that you just want to connect with other people. Thank you for joining Tristan, Carrie, and me on Tea, Toast, and Trivia. And a special thank you, Tristan and Carrie, for the history and update on the legendary 1980 Datsun 280 ZX, 280 ZX. It's all there. Listeners, I invite you to meet up with Carrie on his YouTube channel, Carrie's Garage. This channel is dedicated to Carrie's love of vehicles, cars, trucks, and motorcycles. His cars come from all the corners of the globe. You are only an internet click away from being on an extraordinary road adventure with the Project Z Car Revival. And until next time we meet, safe travels wherever your adventures lead you.